Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi there, everyone. Thanks for joining me. This is Lynn McDonald. This is Mission Possible You. I love that name, Mission Possible You, because I believe in you. You are totally possible to do whatever it is that you want to do. Oftentimes, in my experience, I always felt like whatever it is that I really wanted to do was impossible. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I couldn't have a great business. I couldn't make money doing what I love to do. I really just had that thinking of I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy. I wasn't deserving. I wasn't smart enough. You name it. I had it all. So I always believed that my dreams would never come true. I just literally would talk myself out of a dream, but honestly, I really didn't even know it. But I just realized that dreams belong to other people, that just wasn't made for me, just wasn't going to happen. And I didn't really know any better. So as I went on my journey, I began to seek out from the outer world what would make me happy. How would I really feel good enough? How would I really feel confident? So I went on that personal development journey. Might sound familiar to you, I don't know. So I go on this personal development journey thinking really I'm kind of broken, maybe something's wrong with me. And I attend workshops after workshops, and I attend retreats, I read books, but not much in my life is changing. I know all this information on the intellectual level, but I was actually stunned on why my life really wasn't changing. Until, you know, opportunities in life arise and you're forced into what we call the unknown. Oh, a place that not many people want to go to unless you're forced there. Many people are forced there through events in their life, through illness, and I was forced there through events in my life. And as I began to navigate the unknown, I couldn't navigate with lacking confidence and not feeling good enough and deserving and all that stuff. So I literally began the inward journey because the outside-in journey just wasn't doing it. So I began the inside-out journey. Now, what is that? It's very different than the outside-in. The inside-out journey, you begin to look within. You begin to examine and inquiry your thoughts. You begin to notice what's happening inside of you when you're talking with someone. Are you reacting to someone? Do you feel like they're making you feel sad, angry, frustrated, not good enough? You literally begin to get in tune with your inner world. And that's what I did. I began to take responsibility and ownership for my life. I began to realize that nothing in the outer world can shift and change how I was feeling. I realized that all of those thoughts that I had were contaminated. I was doing it to me. And as you're on your journey, and this is might have happened to you as I was on my journey, the universe began to point out people, places, books, and that's exactly what happened. I learned Well, I should say I was introduced to my thoughts, mind and consciousness. And I began to gain insight more from within, because insights are from within, but not the intellectual level. I began to read and really get familiar with mind, thought, and consciousness and realize that thoughts come and go. You don't have to believe a thought. Thoughts are neutral. It's just that when we breathe life into the thought, that's when it becomes reality through our consciousness, specifically through those five senses that bring it into reality, feeling real in the 3D world. So I began to wake up from the dream, the more insights within and wisdom from within. I began to understand the nature of thought, that we all have low moods and high moods, and that's okay. And the more that we realize that we are in our thinking, which thinking comes from within, we're creating our own life. As we think within through our thoughts, we feel the experience of our thoughts through emotions. And the biggest insight I did get was nothing in the outer world, nothing, no person, no place, no thing, no situation could make me feel otherwise. No one could make me feel frustrated. No one can make me feel sad, depressed, angry, anxious, nothing. And that's the power when you really, truly gain insight and wisdom to understanding the nature of thought. Oh my goodness, that is when you will put an end to your self-induced suffering as I did. Because here's the thing, when you really, truly gain your insights and understanding, and many times it's through a feeling within you, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. We all have innate wisdom. We all have innate mental health. We have peace, love, joy, gratitude, compassion, confidence, courage, strength, and we're secure. All of that is our birthright and so much more. And that's who we really are, spiritual beings having a human experience. But we get caught up in the contamination of thinking, of who we think we are. And then oftentimes we want to defend who we are. But just like my experience has been, and I still continue to evolve and grow, I no longer give power to any of my old thoughts. And the beauty of it is, there's no system, there's no process. I never have to remember to think positive. I never have to remember to change a conscious thought, because you can't. I don't do affirmations because you don't need an affirmation. An affirmation is useless because you're trying to be someone you're not. And when you connect back into your innate wisdom, your innate mental health, all within, that's who you really are. And that's the beauty of this. When you truly understand the nature of thought, oh my goodness, you'll never forget it. You don't have to remind yourself to do all the things you've done for years. I know it because I used to do them all. Trust me. So what I would love to do is to invite you into my brand new community, my community of people who are on their journey, who are growing, who are evolving. And this is a place for you to come and really gain more insights through wisdom and understanding from within on understanding the nature of thought. And I'm offering you that, I will have a webinar every month, the first Tuesday of every month from 12 to 1 via Zoom. If you go to my website, missionpossibleyou.com, you will be able to access the link a few moments before noon Eastern Standard Time. In the event you're not able to make the webinar, it will be recorded and available on the website. So I don't know about you, but this might be similar as we move on our journey through evolution, because life is change. And the more that we grow, we're evolving, we're learning from past experiences, we begin to reach new heights of consciousness. Consciousness is just totally infinite. There's no level to reach. It just keeps expanding. And I had an experience recently where I went to an event, and it's something that I used to go to years and years ago. And it was a place where, you know, you can go and learn more about spirituality. And I got there within 5 minutes, nothing resonated. And I know I will never, ever go back again. It was more information than transformation breakthroughs. And I was way above all of that. I say way above, but my level of understanding now is dramatically different. There was absolutely nothing in that workshop that resonated with me. But 5 years ago, it would have, but it would have been more from the intellectual understanding. So this is an opportunity for you to join a community that is at a higher level of awareness, where it's not information at all. This is an opportunity for you to get insights from your understanding of the nature of thought, mind, and consciousness. And I look forward to seeing you on the webinar, interacting with you, and having you part of this incredible community. It's an opportunity for you to move forward in your life. This is an opportunity for you to take ownership of your life and totally live the life that you deserve. I look forward to seeing you on the webinar. Thanks for joining me for Mission Possible You.
You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media and please remember to subscribe.